Coming up on TMS PM, you have a gift, I have a tag.
How about some real microphones?
Dan, the tabletop man, and your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Everybody, welcome to TMS PM for the 30th of November, 2018. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hi there.
Good afternoon. It's not morning.
Hello.
It's afternoon, isn't it? What's wrong with me?
It is. It's afternoon. It's 3:34 p.m. in the afternoon where I'm at.
I'm in the same time zone as you. Do you know that?
I do know that, yes.
We know we never planned this. When Brian and I were first hanging out and stuff, we didn't know where each other was. We didn't know. It just worked
out. We
really
didn't. It wasn't until I don't know, probably till we were trying to arrange that first Extra Life Radio visit.
Oh, yeah, like, probably.
Oh, you're the same time zone as me? Oh, great, that'll make things easy. Okay.
And that turned out to be a very convenient thing indeed across the board.
Yeah, it really did. It really would be a pain in the butt if we had the differing schedules. Because, I mean, we run into that all the time with Randy and with Brian for FilmSack. And
yeah.
I'm sure, you know.
The Europeans are the worst, by the way. The Europeans are the worst.
And it's nothing like what I've had to try and arrange for America's Next Top Podcaster, which I haven't done an update on this, and I really don't have much to update except that we're starting recording in January now because we've got people going for the holidays, but trying to arrange 12 contestants,
yeah,
three judges, a coach, a producer, and me.
Yeah, schedules,
that's what,
man.
16, 17 people or something?
Starts to get...
Trying to arrange schedules for us all to get together and be part of this recording. At least Tom gets to kind of set his own schedule with people, which is really nice because he's the Tim Gunn of this clan.
But that's true. He can kind of do whatever. But no, I can't imagine what it's like because it seems like with every schedule, it just becomes exponentially more complicated to try to get everybody together. But
Like I'd rate difficulty level.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put everything, because you know I like percentages. The amount of time I've spent, and let me remind you, I've spent years developing the content for the show. This is something that I talked about. Somebody found a recording of me bringing it up on TMS in like 2013 or something.
Man.
So 5 years.
Yeah, a long time.
That I've been working on this. Yeah. And I've spent all this time working on content, figuring out each week's challenge and making it work. Arranging everybody's schedule has been 80% of the difficulty of this show. getting people to respond in emails, getting people to get their schedules and it's not just you. You think I may be pointing fingers at you, Scott? No, it's quite a few people.
Yeah,
so.
I had a feeling it would be a challenge. But I'm January's good. We'll all make it. It'll all work
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Oh, it's gonna be such a blast. I'm really, really excited for how this turns out. I think even if it just accomplishes at a very minimum level the things I've outlined in the document,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot of fun. But I think all the voices and personalities are just going to multiply this thing up.
Buckets of fun. That's what we're expecting.
Right. Come on, you get jury rating people's performance in a podcast.
Oh, and, my
and
Lord.
What's better than that?
I can't think of anything worse. I mean better than that.
No, that. You're the first.
We'll see. But no, I'm excited. That'll happen. Don't worry, you guys. And Brian will keep you up to date here on the morning show.
That's right.
A quick note for Christmas lovers everywhere.
Mm.
You got some gifts you got to give away. You got people on your list and you're thinking, man, I sure could use some tags for these gifts where I could put like a little to Larry from Jerry or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, good news. If you head on over there to thefrogpants.com/store, you'll find holiday sticker sheets, and we just do these. This first year we've done them, actually, but it's this fun little Santa image. Here, I'll bring
they're
it up.
They're very cool. I looked at them as soon as I saw them in the notes. They're awesome.
Yeah. So,
I wish you wouldn't have put "To Larry from Jerry" actually on the sticker, because that does limit your.
Yeah, I feel like I've really pushed out other opportunities and possibilities.
That's right. Yeah. For the people out there named Larry who have a friend named Jerry, this is like the perfect thing.
Yeah. So what this features, for those listening on audio only, is a very frustrated-looking Santa who's looking at his list, probably checking it twice. And the caption is, "I think this is yours." And it says "to and from," and there's little spaces there. You can write your stuff, and it's just a nice little tag. It's like 4 inches by 2 inches or something. And You get 10 per sheet. Let's see, if where's the other image? There it is. There's a picture of a lady apparently giving a brick as a gift, I guess. I don't know. But there's a little tag on there. You can see how those might look. So, yeah, nice little thing if you're into it. And they'll be a one-off only. Probably never make them again. So maybe they'll even be collectible when I die, and you'll get $1 or $2 out of it. I don't know. But there you go. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Also, I got a complaint. I'd like to get it out early.
Ooh, okay. All right.
This is a good time to do it because you have a compliment after that. That'll help even it out. Okay.
I do, yes. You provide the salt, I'll provide the sugar.
Thank
is
you.
Is that the way it goes?
That's a great idea. Speaking of which, Kim catered that wedding last night. We had plenty of salt and sugar there. Went great. We had these tacos. You had a choice between shredded chicken, ground beef. Those are for people who aren't who are afraid to try new things, right? So you have that. And then you had a whole another couple of big fat trays full of this carnitas, citrus carnitas stuff
pork.
She made.
Oh,
it was so good. Man. Just tender, amazing, incredible. So we had all of that.
An awful lot of just listening.
The tacos were good. We had nachos there and like all kinds of salsas to choose from and all this stuff. And that was great. And then there was dessert and that was great. And everything was great. Everything went great. Kim killed it. They ended up doing a cake for her and singing for her birthday, which is totally unexpected at somebody else's wedding. So that was fun. Blah, blah, blah. All's well and good. Except for this. Beautiful venue. Nice hall, high vaulted ceilings. Very, with a Bavarian sort of. Architecturally, really
nice.
Cool place. I forgot the name of it, but it's really neat. And all the facilities you need. Beautiful bathrooms with doors on the stalls, and I don't mean swing doors.
I'm
going to
guess that with a Bavarian look, I'm going to guess that whatever the name of this place was, it ended with H-A-U-S, with umlauts over the U. It's something house. Wedding house.
Blugenhaus. Something like that. It may have actually been. I'm not sure what the name was, but... What's weird about it is it's connected right to like a consulting agency, which seemed weird to
really?
Me.
Oh, really? Okay, that is a weird.
Very weird. Not wedding consulting.
Consultant house.
Yeah. Consultant Haas. Anyway, so we're chilling like villains. It's all good. And at a wedding reception venue, you have access to, you can play music in there. There's dancing and stuff. And of course, microphones, some sort of microphone system. That's what you'd expect. Yeah. At a modern venue like this, especially when you pay a decent amount of money for.
Sure.
And this is what I heard any time a microphone was on. Okay? It'd be like, click. And get louder and louder and louder and louder until nobody anywhere could stand being in there. It was so bad.
Feedback up the wazoo. Like, wherever they were standing was in the worst possible
location. It couldn't have been worse, and it didn't seem like there was a good location. It rang where these microphones were, the wired ones, the wireless ones.
Oh, really? Okay, let's see. I would have said, oh, well, they should have used wired ones. But these were wired and wireless.
Wired and wireless. Getting the feedback like you wouldn't believe. It was so bad that at one point I was in the back room on a phone call with my sister, and it got so feedbacky and loud. I could hear it on the phone, and she could hear it, and it was like the phone was vibrating at its own weird frequency. It was so loud and annoying. So anyway, that sucked. And I just think that sucks if you can't get your mics working, okay?
Right.
So get your poop together and get a better mic, or else what are you even here for? What are you doing? It's a wedding. They've got these dads standing up going, well, the first time I met Mitchell, there was a... and he'd pull way back and try to like hold it in different places. And it's just awful. So anyway, wedding was fine.
It's horrible.
No, wedding was good. And then, I almost forgot. Part of that Frog Pants store thing, there's also the Twisted Pixels bundle, which is a Naked Mario weird Yoshi giving birth to an egg and all that.
It's the most recent pieces of art you've done that are really cool.
They're all up there.
Well, not most recent, but those recent.
Pretty recent-ish.
Four-toed, five-fingered Mario.
Yep. You got your Luigi here running around like he's just escaping a sex dungeon or something.
Sounds like a wrestling move. I gave her the five-fingered Mario.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Actually,
yes, wrestling
when I
move.
Said it just there, it didn't sound like a wrestling move as much as a...
sounded a little more...
A bad sex move.
A little dirtier than that. You got your naked Mario. You got your Yoshi giving birth to an egg. So they're a little weird, and it's there also. So I forgot to mention that. Nice Christmas gift for the weirdo in your family. All right?
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
Brian, tell me about your new little thing you got there.
Yeah, so in the background here, I don't know if you can see it right about there. Let me turn the mic or the camera. Let me turn the microphone.
You can turn the microphone around. I can't see it.
I should just grab it and hold it up. So people who are listening to the podcast, the majority of you won't see this, but you will see it.
Oh my gosh. What is this?
This is an amazing canvas print of Spider-Man, my favorite character.
Yeah. Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
Yeah, like it's cool. It's paint splattery, and I can't wait to find a place down here to hang it up. But it is
who sent this to
super
you?
Cool. What's that?
Who sent it to you?
Andrew Allen did.
What?
Old 88 Keys Allen, performer of such albums as Smooth Federation and Free Play, sent this thing to me, and I don't want to pull a Steve Wynn and tear this thing while I'm showing it off. That was absolutely the thing that Steve Wynn did with Picasso.
Oh yeah, right. I remember that.
At the Bellagio.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so for today, it's going to be right back there behind me, and then I'm going to figure out a cool place to hang it up, probably on that wall, so it won't be visible in the background. But I'll see this every time I come into my office.
Let me ask you a question about it. If you hold that up again, so it looks a little bit like. The way the shading is, you could mistake that for butt cheeks with Spider-Man eyes on them.
One could. It amazes me. Yeah. Like, I never would have expected you to go there, Scott.
How weird, right? How weird. This is the way my brain works. I can't help it. It's the first thing I saw. It looks like a butt. But I like it. It's really nice. I would hang that up proudly. And you may know Andrew Allen from such themes as...
I have...
Current Gate!
He did this one. Wait a minute. Where's the... Here we go. Let's stick it in. He did this whole little jazzy intro for us.
Sure.
He did countless
the
others.
The intro that we played at the top of this show. The loungy version of the TMS theme.
Oh,
the
right. The PM edition is him. That's right. Yeah. This thing. Right. Wait. Let's see. Here it is. That one.
That's the one.
Exactly. He's like a jazz phenom. Is what he is.
And
he really is. Yeah, he's kind of well-rounded and has all kinds of musical talent, but the jazz stuff is where he really shines, and that was a nice thing for him to send you. Wow.
So in the course of the day, let's say my day is a graph, and right now we've got about 6:30 a.m. when I woke up. No thanks to the dog who woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning to chase a bunny in the backyard. Thought she had to go to the bathroom. No, there was a bunny in the backyard that she just had to chase at 1 o'clock in the morning. So that was really nice. But let's count 6:30 as the time I actually got up. And then there's the graph that goes to 3:45 p.m., which is where we are now. The Spider-Man thing, nice little high in that graph. There's a little peak where receiving and opening that Spider-Man thing was.
Yeah.
The low part of the graph would be this morning at about 8:15 as I went to the WW studio.
Oh,
Weight Watchers
studio. Aaron, Reggie?
AJ, who looks like, she looks like
a butt.
Justine Bateman now.
I was hoping you were going to say this. She looks like butt cheeks if you look at her.
Oh, no, she doesn't. Yeah, with the shading, she kind of looks like butt cheeks. No, she looks like Justine Bateman, but not a Justine Bateman Family Ties era, but like what Justine Bateman looks like right now. Anyway.
I find her current state very attractive, by the way.
She is. She's a very, very attractive woman. Anyway, and AJ is as well. She's a very attractive woman, which didn't make things any easier when I stepped on that scale.
Naked.
And the past week of leftovers... And maybe half a small popcorn shared with Tina at the theater put me up 1.4 pounds.
Oh, the one you lost over the holiday thing.
The one
thing.
I lost over Thanksgiving week.
Oh.
You know what? It's Thanksgiving didn't kill me. It was the leftovers. Well, it was the leftovers. I'll say this is probably the stupid mini pumpkin pies I made to make up for the pumpkin pie that I lost.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
And it probably was. And it probably was the half... sharing a popcorn with Tina. Let's see if I, really cut it right down the middle of that popcorn. No, it's probably me 2/3 of a small popcorn and Tina.
That's
1/3.
How I go. So this is the movie theater. Yeah. That movie theater popcorn is not slimming. Let's say it that way.
No, and I got to find out if AMC, I can't give up popcorn, but I wonder, I know we cannot, they give it to you without butter and salt. I got to see what it tastes like without that.
Without that, I think it's a lot lower calories. I think it's...
It would definitely be a lot lower calorie. And if they have a kid's size, I need to find out if they have a kid's size.
Yeah, it's good good fiber, that stuff. Good fiber from popcorn.
The exact 1.4 that I lost over Thanksgiving week returned to my body this last week. So,
well, you had... So you put you at about even, though, for right before the holidays, right? So
it did. Yeah, exactly. It basically put me at where I was after I lost the weight during the BlizzCon week and the the New England trip and all that stuff. So,
sure. Yeah. I think, you know, what? I still think you're ahead of the game here.
Still sure. feel like I'm ahead of the game. And you know what? It actually, you know, it's kind of a thing where you test the waters to see how far you can push things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, you know, having a handful of trail mix yeah. here at my desk, it's like I just need to chew on something. No, chew on a piece of gum, Brian. Don't do the handful of trail mix. the mini pumpkin pie because you felt gypped out of your pumpkin pie after it got moldy. It was kind of a little like a little reminder thing. But AJ keeps me accountable.
Yeah.
And this chat room right here keeps me accountable.
Oh,
because
good.
Every Friday
You'll tell us the deal because it's every Friday, yep. right?
Yep, exactly.
A weekly weigh-in.
I could really choose. I could choose whatever day I want.
Oh, okay.
To do my weigh-in.
But Friday's good.
Friday's really good. I don't have a show in the morning, which, you know, Monday through Thursday makes it very tough for me to go before the show. And I want to sleep in a little bit Saturday and then do film sec. I don't want to, mm-hmm. you know, race out and race back.
Yeah.
So
Fridays are too crazy for me. I need to figure out a way to trim mine a little bit. I got too much going on.
Well, yeah, you get your instance first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and so I don't mind that so much as just the rest of the day is just full of other things that I probably don't need. So I don't know. But yeah. I will. But next week we'll check in again. My guess is you'll be down on the total, which means you'll continue to make us all look bad and motivate us all to reach further for our goals mm-hmm. of good health and weight loss. Well done, Brian. Well done.
Yes, yes. So.
All right. Well, nice job. Yeah. Let's do, what do we do? Oh, I know what we do. We do this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's do. Oh, there's no news. Why am I playing
there's
that?
There's no news. I don't know why you're playing that. I was like, oh, is there news? Is there something?
Bad habit. Bad habit.
Hey, here's some news. Okay. Netflix canceled Daredevil, which ticks me off. Like,
yeah, how you feel about
this? They're just dropping the axe on all of the Marvel programming. So all they've got left is Jessica Jones and Punisher. I'm hoping that this is just kind of like a, you know, Disney saying, don't worry, we've got these, you know, these are going to be over. We're going to keep the series going over on streaming on the new platform because Daredevil, you know, all right, Iron Fist didn't do well. I enjoyed it, but whatever. People didn't enjoy it.
Mm.
That's fine. I can live with that.
Right.
Luke Cage, I thought was pretty good and was well liked. Daredevil, I feel like was one of the best of the bunch.
It was maybe your Punisher. Anchor. It was your big one.
Yeah, yeah. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
It was the thing that proved that you could do this on Netflix.
Yeah.
And
I think what happened, honestly, I believe in the conspiracy that Disney just kind of wants to reboot all this stuff on their own. I mean,
I'm hoping that's the case.
They won't come out and say it. And I don't know who's in charge of the actual cancellation. I don't know what their contract looked like. Is this Netflix canceling? Is this Disney canceling? Is, you know, because they're not saying, but it seems a little too convenient, even though they've spaced them out a little bit, that just one by one, they're getting chipped away. And I don't know what that means because the archives will stay on Netflix.
Right.
Do they get the same actors and do new stuff on the Disney thing? Do they start over fresh with something totally new? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The Walking Glitch says they're just canceled, not being removed because I'm super behind. No, they're not getting removed. They're just not going to make any future seasons. And I hear this most recent season of Daredevil, which had the same showrunner as the really good recent season of Arrow. Or I guess it's the current season of Arrow. Is the best of the bunch or one of the best of the bunch.
I hear it's the best of all of it is what I've heard. I've heard three is stellar. Know. So I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Bummer.
Anyway. I also heard that Nick Nolte has been added to the cast of The Mandalorian.
Sweet. Let's get that in there and go. Yeah.
Down and out on Mandalorian.
Yeah. Seems like
all I can think of is that famous photo of Nick Nolte.
The mugshot. Yeah.
The mugshot, yes.
Didn't find that. Nick Noel. Whoops.
With his crazy hair.
Nolte mug shot. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Look at this chat room. Look at this thing. It's so good. Like, that's him just going, I think of hit rock bottom, is what I'd say. This was a while ago now. Like,
it is, yeah.
He was probably was 50s or early 50s or something here. And then if you look at him now, he's 1,000 years old now. Look at him now. Right. Looks like he's all bearded and kind of cool looking.
And for a minute, I thought that this was... So it's being used by the Twitter account Nick_Nolte, which for a brief second, I really hoped was the official Nick Nolte Twitter account.
Yeah. That would be great, right? I don't think he's tweeting. As far as I know, he's not tweeting. Oh, he look, no, dude, there's an old mugshot of him when he was like 20 years old.
Oh, yeah. Really? So that's not even his first mugshot?
No, look at this. Here, I'll give it. I gives it to you in the deal here, the Discord. Okay.
Right there. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska on 2-8-61. He was arrested for whatever that number is. In Omaha. I'm guessing,
yeah, he was arrested for stealing hot dogs from Arnold's Diner.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what that looks like, doesn't it?
He was arrested for hitting the jukebox like Fonzie, trying to make it play a record.
But if you look at him now, he looks like, what's his name, Game of Thrones author a little
he
bit.
He does, yeah. Like, totally looks like George R. Martin. Yeah, holy George cow. R. Martin.
Isn't that crazy? Anyway.
That's got to be like a Halloween costume, no?
No, there's a bunch of this, but he's just chilling in this kind of weird-looking outfit. He looks like a freaking pilgrim or something now.
Holy cow, that's crazy. All right.
A lot has changed since...
It's going to be... I'm old man Fett.
He was really good in...
Let me tell you about the time I escaped the Sarlacc pit.
This is not my beautiful house. What was the movie he was in where they played that song through the whole thing? Every day go by.
Played the Talking Heads song. Really?
Yeah, I remember this movie very vividly, but not the name. Nick Nolte movie. He was in L.A. movie.
It was not Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
That's
right?
The one. That's
I already made the joke of Down and Out in Mandalore.
Yeah, you did say that. That's true. But I love that movie. It was great. Yeah. So take that. Also, he was good in the little bit he played in the Hulk movie. Yeah. He was a bad guy there.
That's right. He was in the first one. He was Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then later, the Warrior movie with Tom Hardy and can't remember the other guy. They were brothers that were like MMA fighters, and he was the dad. He was really good in that.
Oh, wow. That one I can't remember.
And then there was that one where it was him and Barbara Streisand doing it. What was that one? Living in the Trees, something like that.
No, let's see.
He went off.
Stars
for
one
it.
Was Chris Christopherson. Nick Nolte and
living,
Barbara Streisand.
The Prince of Tides, that's it. Living Prince in the Trees.
Trees.
Yeah, Prince of Tides.
Oh, was he Banner's dad? That's right. He was Banner's dad because Thunderbolt was who was Thunderbolt Ross
in the first one? I don't know.
In the first Hulk.
It wasn't John Hurt like later. Or,
no, John Hurt makes the perfect Sam Elliott. That's right.
Sam Elliott.
I take comfort in him being the Hulk.
Oh, I forgot about that. I take comfort in this gamma ray problem. Prince of Tides is what I was thinking of. Prince of Tides is rough. I don't know if anyone's ever seen Prince of Tides. Freaking rough. Came out in 91.
It was really rough, yeah.
Whew. Bad business in that movie. We'll just start it right there. Okay, we're back, everybody. Change of plan. We're not talking to Dan at all today.
No, nope. Screw Dan.
Screw Dan and the boat he rode in on. Instead, we're doing this.
App Slappy.
All right, time for us to do a little app slappy business and review a thing, which we are opt to do here on the show. We weren't going to do this. We're going to have Dan on, but I got confused. I thought he said he was sick, but he'd still be here. But what he meant was he's sick and he'll be here next week.
Gotcha. Okay.
That he's super ill, and we don't like that. We don't like when he's ill. But this is the part of the show where we talk about stuff we're messing around with on our mobile devices. We try to research at least a little bit about whether or not you can get this thing on both iOS and Android. Brian and I happen to both be... we kind of do. We make an attempt. I make an attempt anyway. I don't, I don't always find it, but sometimes I try. And Brian and I are iOS guys, so it can be a little tricky. But I found something I really like, and I believe it is on both platforms, although I may have to verify this. And it is called Ping Pong King. All right? Sounds dumb.
All right, I guess this is another poker game, Scott. Is this another poker game? No, it's an endless runner.
It's incorrect on both of those things. I'm going to see if I can find some footage of it for the chat. Yeah, here we go. This is called Ping Pong King. And as you might imagine, it involves a form of ping pong that you play in the game. And it's actually technically called I'm Ping Pong King. And it's got this wacky style to it that is hard to describe, except your dudes are like these round, chubby looking dudes who have like stick arms and stick legs and a little paddle in each hand. And it's very stylized and stylistic.
I'm loving looking at the artwork for the video of this.
It's pretty good. I got thinking, well, usually I don't like these like quick tap games where you just get bored pretty quickly or whatever.
Yeah.
Not here. I find myself oddly drawn to it, and it does ramp up in difficulty in a way that is pretty satisfying. But you basically just have to hit left or right, and you have to try to predict where the ball is coming from. It sometimes is coming to a direction you think it is, but it's not. It's actually going to the other side of the table. And you have to win 3 matches, at least in the beginning, to advance to the next dude. You start with a guy named Little Brother. It's Little Sister in the early days. And then you move on to somebody's mother or some other silly name or a billion other things like that. Yeah. And they're all funny and weird. Your boss's dad is one of the people you have to fight, and he's really hard, actually. And it's just a sort of get good at timing your shots. Do it on the left and right where appropriate. Don't screw up the timing. Sometimes the shot is slower or faster than it was on the other one. This is all stuff that probably would make sense if you're thinking, hey, somebody made a game about ping pong. Chat room, the little timer up in the corner here does not exist in the full game. That's just on this person's video. So
that's
you don't
a
have
typo.
Yeah, it's a typo.
It's a typo.
So it also has ads. That's how it's supported. It's free to play. But for $1.99, you can buy out of them, and it becomes a completely ad-free, microtransaction-free experience. There's like zero of that stuff if you pay the $1.99. So I did that. I paid the $1.99. I like supporting developers, especially when they give me an option like that. And happy to do it because I think this game is really cool. So I would highly recommend it. I'm Ping Pong King. Available now on all devices. And again, you can buy out of the ads, which again, I think is a thing to do. And it's really challenging and fun. And I found myself sitting on a toilet having my legs go to sleep playing this for a long time. Oh, and every so many levels, you get a victory dance gif of the stick person doing a victory dance. And you can share that or save it or whatever. And it's just kind of a cornball thing. But just the design of it is really nifty.
Does it do the floss?
I don't know if anyone flosses. The dance, you mean? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone does the floss, as far as I know.
How do you feel about the floss?
I feel like the floss needs to be banned from life. I really hate it. I hate there are only a few things I hate worse than the floss. One of them is people that still dab, you know, dabbing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or in that old, what's the old... watch me whiff, watch me nay-nay, that thing.
Oh, yeah, watch me whip. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That makes me want to die. There's a guy named Trump. You got to fight Trump at number 6 here.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I don't think I remember seeing him in mine. But they just have these odd names for these characters, and that one's not that odd. It's a little on the nose. But
isn't that a little orange?
No, he's not.
Orange stick figure.
You're not. In fact, you're playing on a pink level background now. But it uses a very minimalist design, which normally I'm not big on like stick figures, but there's a lot of life to this. It just feels nice, looks nice. There's other modes too, like every time you win, the screen shrinks and you just have to play until you can't see it anymore. It's like an eye test. There's another mode that's like an endless mode. There's some other stuff in there, but anyway, I think it's really cool. I would recommend it, especially for the low, low price of free and only $1.99 if you would like to take ads out of the mix. I think it's a good time. So there you go.
Very cool.
And you keep working your way up a ladder. I'm on the 42nd guy. Let's see, who is it? I don't know who it is. Oh, he's called Country Best. Before that, I beat Father's Boss. Father's Boss was level 42 or 3. Yeah, 3. I fought my neighbor. I fought.
Oh, nice.
It's like Dave.
It's funny. You go from like little brother and neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Somebody named City Best. Somebody named Professional. Village Best. Babysitter. Maths Teacher. You can tell these people are British.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Best friend. I guess I'm going down. I'm actually not that far then. Father's Boss, Country's Best, and then I don't know who's after this, but it's a delightful, stupid thing, and I like it.
Wow.
Brian, what did you bring today?
Well, you gave me enough time to find out that this is available on Android as well. Here's the thing. It's not just an app. It is a combo app and a little device. Now, this little device is about the size of smaller than a pepperoni. Maybe like one of those small, thick pepperonis.
Like my nipples.
Yeah, there's got to be like your nipples.
Yeah, like my nipples. Yeah.
Like a little bit bigger than a Lifesaver.
Mm, okay.
And it's a little Bluetooth device called a Tempo Disc. And I looked for this thing, looked for something that could do this. It is a Bluetooth-based thermometer and hydrometer and dew point sensor that operates independently of the app. I mean, use the app to see the data, but you don't need to keep your phone near it to actually see what it's doing. Mm. But we'd been noticing that the ice that is in our ice maker in our fridge, we can see where the new ice is because it's all crisp and sharp, you know, nice sharp edges and stuff. But then there's other ice in there that looks like it's been melted and refrozen and melted and refrozen. And so we're concerned that our refrigerator during some points of the day may get warm and melt the ice and be bad.
Sure.
So I decided to pick this up. Now I picked up the little disc for $50 on Amazon. Great deal. Cause you can use this both in cold. You can use it in heat. You can use it inside, outside, whatever, to monitor all these different temperatures. And what it does is it gives you a graph so that you can see, oh, okay, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, our temperature in the fridge went up about 3 degrees, and that's probably what's causing the thing, and it's probably not a problem to worry about.
Hmm.
This is such a great tool. I'm loving this. I can't figure out other ways to use it. Like we've got a room that like all my CDs and DVDs are in, and there's a sump in there. There's no sump pump, but there's just a sump. And I'm curious about the humidity in that room compared to the humidity in other parts of the house, because that is where we put a lot of the stuff that we wouldn't want to get ruined by humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Comic book room, you know, this is a really handy thing if you've got a lot of comic books. Of course, you could use this if you're a cigar aficionado to monitor the humidity in your humidor, things like that.
Sure.
It's really cool, and it gives you the graph, and you can get an automatic quick listing. Right now, it's 37 degrees in my fridge, which is a good ideal temperature.
Oh, that's good. I would have thought it should be lower than that. 37 seems
37 high. In a fridge is what you want.
Okay. Oh, I guess that way it doesn't freeze. What am I thinking?
It doesn't freeze. Yeah. Right, exactly. 32 is your freezing point, so you want to make sure it's a little bit above freezing, but not so warm that stuff spoils.
Give us the name of that thing again. What's it called?
It's made by Blue Maestro, M-A-E... STRO. It's called the Tempo Disc, TEMPO DISC.
Okay.
And it's like $50 and it's dinky tiny. It's great. You can just have it in kind of a little nondescript place and be measuring stuff. I love it.
And the idea is because it's small, I mean, the use of it is you're going to put it in your fridge so you're never going to have to look for it again. You just put it in and let it go.
Exactly. And it sits there and checks the temperature when I'm down here or out and about or whatever. And then I just come back over to it. I click the little button saying, okay, show me what's going on. And then I can download the data from there from the last whenever, and show me a graph of where that, you know, where that line is.
That's
and I can,
cool.
I can check humidity, dew point and temperature.
It just uses a little Panasonic watch battery. It looks
just a
like
a little watch battery or a little hearing aid battery.
Yeah. All right. And that could come in handy if you ever need a hearing aid. You just need to quickly get the charger.
Well, it comes in handy because I've got I have those all over the place because of my Pokemon Go Plus little devices. So
I
never want to be without one of those.
Yeah. I wondered how those were powered. I actually meant to ask you before, but the Pokemon stuff's all watch
now
batteries.
The Pokeball that you're about to get, I don't know if you've gotten it yet.
I haven't
yet. This charges via USB-C, so this is
cool.
Is a nice little charger.
That's supposed to be here today, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
I look forward to seeing a Twitter of Scott saying, "I love this new interface for catching Pokemon." I mean, it's very Pokemon Go.
Sure.
In the way that you randomly encounter Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, I thought it wasn't random. I thought you just.
I mean, it's it randomly pops them up.
Yeah.
But you choose which ones you want to go after.
Ah, gotcha. Like do I know what they are? Do I know like it's a Pichu or a Pikachu poking his head up? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
And you even know if it's shiny before you run into it. So it sparkles.
Well, I will find out today. It's supposed to be here today. In fact,
forthwith is when you'll find out about it.
May already be here, as far as I know. I don't know.
Might be. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. There's your apps for the day. You guys should enjoy them. Brian's is an app and a physical device, which is pretty cool.
That's right.
Oh, it's delivered.
Salem's even in the chat room.
It might be at the door. All right. Nobody's home. Nobody better porch pirate me or I'll kill you.
I'm going to tell people right now on Monday
For
Babel Royale, we are giving away the collector's edition of StarCraft Sons of Liberty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
From a listener. Yeah. Super cool.
That's really good. I have a version of that game signed by the dev team. I'm never giving it up.
Of course you do.
I have one by them. I have a Diablo 3 one signed by the dev team. I have three World of Warcraft collector's edition signed by dev teams. And then I have this giant, where is it?
Listen, we know you're in Blizzard's pockets, Scott. You don't have to.
I don't know how I ended up with any of it, to be honest. I really don't know.
This is the one that came with one of the coolest little add-ons ever, which is, if I can take this down without causing everything else to fall.
Your other camera might look at it. Oh,
No. It's this really cool dog tag / USB stick.
It's like a space dog.
That's got
the
original StarCraft 1 on it.
That's cool. Yeah. That's from the original. That's the collector's edition thing. How much storage you get in there? It's like 4 gigs.
I have no idea. That's a really good question.
It's probably 4 gig or some mega, probably 256 megabytes or something.
I don't think I've got enough room to plug this thing in because it takes up. Well, maybe I can. Let's see.
Brian's got no more holes to plug.
This is true. Actually, I guess I can unplug my. it lights. The whole thing lights up too. Like the front glows orange and the.
That's cool.
Back lights blue.
Does it look like a digital readout the way they're trying aiming for that there?
Yes. Yes. It's so freaking cool.
That's badass.
Keep that forever.
StarCraft 2 Collector's Edition. Yeah, it's got the StarCraft installer. And it is. How big is this thing? Oh, the preview icon is a little star. It's a little Terran ship.
Oh.
2.1 gigabytes.
Oh, that's better than I would have thought.
768 megabytes, megabytes, which are still available.
Right, because the games are on there and stuff.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot they did that. It's probably in my box over there, and I just never opened it.
Chairman says, "I courses China can now monitor cover."
Yep. Done. Ding. We have him online, sir. It's taken years, but we've got him.
Perfect.
Yes. All right, we're going to answer your Twitter questions, everybody, and we're going to do it with the help of this little intro clip, which plays right here now.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
It's Energy Secretary Rick Perry, everyone, former governor of the great state of Texas, telling us it's time to read your questions, which come to us at the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter. People have been pumping them up all day, and I'm going to now read some. Peter Fisher, who is often at the very top of this damn list for some reason, says, "So Coverville got Art of Spider-Man eyes. What anatomical feature of other superheroes would you both want?" I want a fist with blades coming out of it like Wolverine style, like a gnarly fist.
That would be
fist.
Pretty cool, like a horizontal. Yeah, that would be cool.
Or even like diagonal, something like that. What else?
I was always a big fan of Power Girl.
Yeah? I know what you want all nice and close.
No, let's see. What would what would be really cool? I mean, Spider-Man is my favorite character, so this is the this is the immediate one, and I do like Wolverine as well. But I'm gonna try and go somewhere else with that.
Hulk's bulge.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay.
I'm trying to think. I mean, Captain America. It would be kind of cool to have his arm with the leather straps of the inside of his shield, so you don't see the outside. You see. You know, like just the inside of his shield.
Oh, that's cool.
His arm and the straps and stuff would be kind of cool.
Big ripped arms.
Yep.
The blue and the color. Oh, it'd be
his
great.
Silly red cuff gloves with the cuffs folded.
Ugh.
Like 4-inch cuffs on those gloves.
So
folded
dumb.
Folded back.
Dumbest design ever. almost as dumb as those stupid wings on the side of his head that are sticking out and could snap off with just blowing off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Bad idea, guys.
Silly.
Yeah. They got better as they went along. All right, Grand Nagus Talia says, if you had to step down from the show, who would you want to replace you? Who would replace me?
I know they're probably directing that question at me, aren't they?
Because
there's no show if Scott stops.
Well, let's just say in a world where let's say we've got producers making it and you and I just show up. If I were to step down, I don't know. That's a terrible, I can't answer that. I don't have any idea who I'd want to step in. I mean, I've already said it out loud before. This show doesn't continue if one of us goes. If Brian goes, I'm not going to keep going.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. That'd be weird.
You're already here first, folks.
Yeah, well, how would I do that, though? That would be weird and janky to do that.
It totally would be.
Yeah, I can't.
Appreciate that.
I can't.
I don't want
my
wife to remarry either.
I don't want mine to either. I've told her that. I think it's freaking weird. Don't get remarried. It's freaking weird.
I'd want Michael Rapaport to step in for me if if I ever had to leave the show.
All right, I'm in. I'm making it happen. Michael, he's the dude from My Name is Earl and Justified and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ryan's and he in real life is he's kind of a nutcase. Yeah. He's crazy.
He's different kind of dude, yeah.
Yeah.
I find him very interesting.
No, you know what? I would want Charlie Day to step in for me because that would just piss Jerry off.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
I mean, I love don't get me wrong, everybody. I like everybody who comes in and does guest spots, and there's plenty of people around. Of course. It's not that. It's just, I don't know, it just wouldn't be the same. I can't. It's barely the same when one of us is gone and we have to do a guest thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do, I wouldn't ask. I can't imagine anybody else hosting this show and me being their sidekick. It just wouldn't work.
It's goofy. So that's how it's going to be. So F off. Uh-huh. You're a dumb question. It's not a dumb question.
Why when I wished Kim a happy birthday yesterday, by the way, hope she had a great birthday.
She did.
I said, happy birthday to my podcasting better half's better half.
There. Nailed it. Now that's the math. That math tracks. That's correct.
It totally does. My podcasting's better half is you, and your better half is Kim. So it's like a bunch of greater than symbols.
JK Grammar says, when you and Kim do finally decide to make a presidential run for 2020, what would your campaign slogan be? Oh, I don't know. just no making out or touching butts. That's what we'd say. And then also, what Frog Pants producers would make the cabinet positions? Brian, aka Coverville, would be vice president, of course. Yep, we'll put Brian in as VP. Let's put let's fill out my cabinet here.
Dunaway's got to be your Speaker of the House, I think.
Oh yeah, except I don't get to pick that though. That's true.
That's a Congress appointed position. Thing. Okay, so yeah, so he'd have to be your Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah, like all that.
Who'd be your
Chief of Staff?
Director of Homeland Security.
Oh, Homeland Security. Tom Merritt.
Have to be Terpster.
Tom Merritt.
Oh, Tom Merritt. Yeah. He's perfect.
Yeah, I do Tom Merritt for Homeland Security. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think here of some key positions.
Easier to think of the Frog Panther and then figure out which department they're
Yeah, you're right.
Run.
It is actually. I want Secretary of. Actually, Secretary of State's a real strong Tom position as well. Could I just clone Tom and have him be all the other positions? Because he's level-headed and could handle it all.
I do like the idea of Jury being your Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, yeah. No, he would be press secretary. Abso-freaking-lutely, dude. Justin R. Young, press secretary to the president. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Of course. He's head of all communications. That's what we're doing there.
For sure. Yes, exactly.
So he can get up there and go... Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jim Acosta.
I'm not taking any questions from you. You're banned from the press room.
And if you don't like the way Scott's running the country, you can impeach me.
Perfect. Perfect. Do either of you have a phobia? Tanner Goodman asks. Yes, I have a terrible phobia of heights. Can't do it. Big heights. Even like a normal Ferris wheel at like a Disneyland style Ferris wheel or whatever. Freaking.
Yep.
It'll put me to. It just about kills me. I can't do it. How about you?
Yeah. For me, spiders are I minor in spiders and I major in public speaking, which seems odd.
Yeah, it does.
Once I'm on stage and once I'm talking, I'm fine. I'm great. But it's the whole lead up to the public speaking that freaks me out.
Like, lead up gets me too.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, lead up gets me too. I think you and I are kind of the same that way. The weird bit, though, is that, or the BlizzCon thing, I never got nervous that day. I don't know what that was about. It was like I was high on pot, but I don't smoke it. So I don't know what happened. But I went in there just chill and came out on stage. It was like nothing. It's just weird. That was really a weird experience for me because it went counter. In fact, my brain kept saying, why are you not freaking out? You should be freaking out. This isn't what we usually do, Scott. Why aren't you freaking out? That was the internal voice in my head. I just wasn't.
No, and you killed it. You didn't seem, you seemed completely fine and relaxed. Yeah. I was envious of your smooth and convincing performance up there.
Like a black man.
Like a black man.
Okay, people who are hearing the show for the first time, you have no idea what that reference is. It's a long old story that's nothing bad, okay?
Thermos Jack points out, wait, you're afraid of spiders, Brian, but you love Spider-Man. And I replied back, paging Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic? Actually, there's a real irony there, right? Isn't that real irony? But he's not gross and hairy.
Had arachnophobia, but he loved Marvel Comics.
Well, what if he was, if he was a hairy creature with like eight legs, you probably wouldn't like him as much.
Yeah, right. Like the time that he drank the spider serum thinking it was going to relieve him of his powers, and he ended up turning into man spider, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a fan. No, don't like those.
Don't like that either. Not a fan at all. By the way, here's the sound file from like way back in 2011 that we keep referring to. Here you go.
Yes, a black man, very smooth and convincing.
It's from something we watched on film.
It was that's Star Trek. That's Riker.
Oh, that is Riker.
Yes, a black man, very smooth and convincing.
Is it really Riker though?
I think so. He's talking about.
Can't remember. I can't remember if that was him or not. Maybe it is him.
Find the ensigns of command.
Oh, is it him talking though? Here, let me try it one more time. Let's listen very carefully.
Yes, a black man, very smooth and convincing.
It might be the same episode, but a different dude. I'm not sure that's him.
Oh, maybe not. No, people are saying Passenger 57. It's not.
They never bet on black or always bet on black or whatever.
Snipes,
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why I thought that was Riker. I've always attributed that to Riker.
I don't know why. I thought Star Trek for sure. So yeah. I'm kind of with you.
So by the way, Ninja Cowboy 42 asks, "What is the film sack movie for this week again?" It is The Eyes of Laura Mars.
Yep,
we're gonna with your big Star Trek connection, René Auberjonois.
Oh, Auberjonois. Yeah, Odo is in this,
and
he's very smooth and convincing in this because he's not all old and craggly yet.
He's smooth and convincing, like an Odo.
Yeah, like an Odo. Like he's gonna sleep in a bucket at night.
He is the antithesis of smooth in this film. Oh. There's nothing smooth about René Auberjonois in this film.
I still haven't seen it. I'm gonna watch it tonight. It's on Amazon Prime, right?
It's on Amazon Prime, and boy, wait till you see. I don't want to do too much, give away too much because I'm gonna use it for my opening. But Tommy Lee Jones back then had a neck that was thicker than his head, like.
Ugh.
It was like that meme photo of that football player that goes around. It's like where it's not so much shoulders as it is the structural stand for his neck.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited to see that. I just watched No Country for Old Men again, and he doesn't have that neck in that. He's super old in that, it turns out.
Old man skinny neck. Yeah. But I don't know, back then he was lifting weights with his teeth or something. And
Yeah.
Well, I want you to search every outhouse, doghouse, hen house, and bathhouse.
I don't care. Your neck is huge. I don't care, he'd say.
Average traveling distance for Harrison Ford is 1.7 miles, so I want you to extend your radius 3 miles.
Yeah, that movie's good. Just watch that again. Let's see. How about this one? Thank you for that one, Tanner. That was a good one. Gary Fisher says, whatever happened to the caveman? Like the
caveman?
The clip thing, Gary, from Lantronics? Is that what you mean? Here, I have it still, if that's what you're asking. Here you go.
A 60-ton dinosaur tamed by a small boy and a caveman.
That's the original full
You edited
thing.
It shorter, though. There was a pause.
Yeah, there's this.
You cut the...
It's right here.
And a caveman.
That's what I usually play.
I mean, there's a little bit of a pause between and a small boy. And a caveman.
I don't. I think it was raw when I got it that way. Let me check it again.
A 60-ton dinosaur tamed by a small boy and a caveman.
No, I think that's how it came off the radio show I was listening to. I mean, they may have skipped. Sometimes that stuff has record skips in it, and so stuff moves forward faster than you think it would. But
you think is Twitch going to freak out about that?
No, this thing was put in the radio in the '30s. If they No, no.
Yeah. I just love the fact that it sounds like he's coming up with it on the fly. Like,
yeah.
And this and this and this. And a caveman.
And a caveman. Well, there you go, Gary from Lantronics, now of Disney.
Tina, the other night, we were watching TV, and I'm playing Pokemon Let's Go on my phone, and she's doing something. And, she's doing a puzzle, but a commercial comes on for the new Bumblebee movie.
Yeah.
And Tina starts laughing her butt off.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
And she's laughing so hard that I can't even get an answer out of her. Like, what's so funny? What are you laughing about? She is like laughing so hard, tears are streaming out of her eyes. And finally she gets to the point where she can finally talk. And she says, "That looks so dumb, but I want to see it."
Yeah. That's where I'm at with the Bumblebee movie. That's so funny.
I am not there yet. I'm at the first part, but I have not yet reached the second part.
I don't know if it's because I like Haley Steinfeld a lot and thought she was really good in True Grit and kind of have high hopes in her, or if it's just because it's a Volkswagen Beetle again, like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to see it. I really don't.
So is this outside the Michael Bay Transformer universe?
No,
right?
It's in it. It's square it's in it. Oh, yeah. Okay. But it's not Michael Bay making it or producing it, as far as I know. It's a whole different bunch of people. I don't know. I'm weirdly optimistic about it. I don't know why. I have no good reason to feel this way, honestly. I should be right where you're at, but for some reason, I kind of want to see it. And I don't.
Well, that's not where I'm at. That's where Tina. You're saying that's where you're with Tina.
I'm with Tina right now.
You're not with me.
No. A very different kind of Team Gibbet. Gibbet.
Exactly. So I think we're going to have to see it. I mean, I'm not going to have to pay extra to see it because that AMC A-list, mm-hmm. as long as it's one of the three movies we watch every week,
mm-hmm. yeah,
then we should be all set. We're seeing Star is Born tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Look at you getting on
Bradley, you're going to watch Rocket Raccoon sing with the Gaga.
Yeah, the Gaga. Gaga. That movie is well-liked. Yeah. Here's one from, let's do one more of these. This is from,
Bad Romance.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, look, She doesn't have a po poker face anymore. Wait, pa. It's papa, not popo.
Pa. Yeah, not popo.
Popo poker face. That's like police ker face. Anyway, Jack Fox says, if you could have any one person narrate your life, who would it be? And then he gives my answer. The one I would pick is what he said, which is, I want the narrator from Darkest Dungeon. That's what I want.
Oh, really? Not Morgan Freeman?
No, hell no. I want this guy that goes, the depths of pain are not known to man. Enter with the. You got to hear the Darkest Dungeon guy. Here, I'm going to find him. This guy is the best. Darkest Dungeon.
Well done, Tyros X7. How do you wake up Lady Gaga? How do you wake up? Let me try that with a different emphasis. How do you wake up Lady Gaga? Mm. Poker face.
not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay.
Right, let's hear this. Let's hear
Here you go. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Oops.
Mastery over life and death was chief among.
Let me do that again. Here we go.
Mastery over life and death was chief among my early pursuits. I began in humility, but my ambition was limitless. Who could have divined the prophetic import of something as unremarkable as a twitch in the leg of a dead rat?
He's so good.
Really good. So with your narration, he'd have to have that preverb, right? That like echo that starts before he starts talking.
Yeah, like the Protoss do. It's like that. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, I want him to breathe like it's like he's breathing before he's saying thing or breathing while he's saying things or whatever.
Yeah.
I really like him.
You know, I was inclined to say Morgan Freeman for mine.
Yeah.
Ryan stepped up onto the scale, not knowing what his weight would be, while AJ looked
irritated.
What's that?
I said, well, AJ looked irritated.
Still looking like Justine Bateman.
I mean, I don't mind. I like where you're going with this. I think maybe he's a good pick. I don't think Morgan Freeman
would be
that pick.
No, he would be a good pick. I think I want Daniel Stern to narrate, to be my narrator.
Oh, that's pretty good. Daniel Stern. There you go.
Daniel Stern from Wonder Years.
Man, Home Alone. Oh, wait. Is it Home Alone? Am I thinking of the wrong Daniel Stern? Who am I thinking of?
Was he in Home Alone?
Yeah, he was the curly-haired guy in Home Alone that was hanging out with...
Yes, he was right. He was the tall, goofy burglar.
That's Daniel Stern, right?
That's Daniel Stern, okay.
Yeah, he's cool. I'd take him. The only other one I might do is David Attenborough or something. That'd be cool.
Oh, sure.
Or is it Richard who's alive? Who's alive, David or Richard? David.
I can't remember.
David's in his 90s, but here we see the grown Johnson peeing in the morning before eating a piece of toast. Like, that's how it would be. But this guy here, he would just be...
Flesh.
Flesh.
Flesh. What about...
The thing is even more horrible in death. Liquefaction cannot come soon enough.
Oh, so good. Sorry.
Maybe Emma Thompson would be a good choice as well.
Yeah. Yeah. A lady voice.
Lady voice.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm all right with that. That's your questions. Ask TMS.
She'd narrate my life as I do it, like as if I was Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Yeah, no, why not? Yeah. I don't see why she would turn that down. She's in your back pocket. Wait, what? I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
Thanks for all your questions, everybody. We appreciate them. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Put them in there all week if you want, or on the day we do the PM show, which is on Fridays, and we will mention them here. A reminder that the reason we even have a fifth episode a week is because of your contributions at patreon.com/TMS. Literally, without them, there is no fifth show, and literally, without them, there is no show, period. So your support is crucial for TMS to survive and thrive. Head on over to patreon.com/TMS, and for all other things you may need from us, frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, should we leave? We should do a song, though, if we leave.
Oh, scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla, don't waste my time.
Mm.
Yes, we should. Speaking of Jim Acosta, his completely unrelated brother, Joe Acosta, who's a listener of the show.
Oh, not related. Okay, got it.
Not related. I don't think they're related, but... Okay. Joe has also been a big supporter of Soundography, and so I'm a big fan of Joe's. Anyway, he says, today is my last day of employment with my current job, and I'm not going anywhere but home. It's been 15 years in healthcare and 4 grueling years in operations. Now it's time for me to simplify my life and focus on my family, myself, and my dog. I don't know what I'll do next, but I'm excited by the future. He wanted a cover of either Working for a Living by Huey Lewis, or Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck.
It says Judd Apatow for some reason. I don't know why I heard that in my head.
Well, and I've played every cover I have of Take This Job and Shove It on the show.
Yeah.
And the only cover I have of Working for a Living is by Garth Brooks. And I'm not playing that one.
No.
For a minute, I thought of playing a cover of Working Class Hero by John Lennon, but that one's kind of got a negative connotation, and plus he uses an F-bomb, and by golly, I don't want to have 2 days in a row that people are going to have to cover their poor kids' ears listening to the end of TMS.
No kidding.
So I'm going to keep it in the John Lennon milieu, and I'm going to, he does sing with Huey. Yeah, Huey's in there, and it's all right, but it's Garth Brooks. I mean, the guy's got a head like a honey-baked ham, as David Letterman used to say. Can't do it. This is a cover of John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over, which he said, hey, if you don't have a cover of one of those songs, how about a song about new beginnings? So this is absolutely a great song about new beginnings. John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over, covered by Japanese singstress. You know, you got to love me and my J-pop covers.
Mm.
Sheena Ringo. Now, here's what's cool about Sheena Ringo. It sounds like she's being... supported musically by They Might Be Giants. So this is a win-win as far as I'm concerned. It's from one of her double cover albums, Utete Maiori. There was a black and a white one. And it's her cover of John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over. Here's Sheena Ringo.
All right. We'll see you guys Monday for a whole new week. Don't forget Film Sack this weekend. We'll see you then.
Our life together, it's so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been we took the time, no one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly, but when I see you, darling, it's like we both have fallen in love again, little bit.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't get cute with me, son.